This is the first ever Miss Indigenous Canada. How did this get started?
Yeah, so I actually had the idea in May 2022. I had a dream, like a literal dream, kind of envisioned just everything about the pageant. And I woke up and I just felt like, you know, this was something I had to make happen. I've been doing pageants since I was 11 and I'm 24 now. And, you know, there aren't a lot of opportunities in Canada outside of local competitions for Indigenous women to compete in pageants that aren't focused on things like external beauty and modeling and things like that. We don't have a lot of competitions that are similar to Miss Indian World here.
What are some of the big differences that will make Miss Indigenous Canada Miss Indigenous Canada?
The biggest thing is that we're really focusing on making this a good experience for the contestants. You know, I've done a lot of pageants over the years and I've done a lot of different types of pageants and I've worked with many different directors. And so I've been able to kind of see the different styles and the different approaches that they've taken and take kind of the parts that I like, leave the parts that, you know, I don't. And so I wanted to make it, you know, a really good experience for the contestants, whether or not they walk away with a crown. So we're really focusing on making it sort of a retreat style. We have lots of workshops. We have lots of guest speakers. We're really focused on making it the best experience possible for the contestants.
Cousin Radio and Red Beats will be sponsoring. So how do you feel, especially with the greater Indigenous community, Indigenous organizations backing this kind of pageant?
It really is such an honor. It was very unexpected on our end to have such a huge response and to have such a big interest. You know, we launched the pageant and then I think maybe 2 days later, one of our posts had already had over 1,000 shares and we had so many people showing interest and, you know, so many great Indigenous businesses coming to us to want to support and want to show their support. And it's great that there's so many businesses and so many organizations who, you know, are supporting our mission of wanting to uplift Indigenous women.
Now, for those that want to follow along when the competition takes place, they want to cheer on their applicant, how can they do that?
So you can follow us on Instagram at Miss Indigenous Canada. You can follow us on Facebook. The page is called Miss Indigenous Canada. And we're hoping to have some sort of live stream set up because there have been a lot of people who have shown interest in watching it live since they won't be able to make it out since it is here in Six Nations. But that's still in the works. We're hoping to have something, but it's not confirmed yet. But we'll definitely be posting updates once the actual pageant kind of starts rolling and once things start happening. We'll be posting a contestant announcement and we'll be sharing different updates from the girls leading up. So watch our social media pages for any sort of updates.